and screwed around and let the juice run down my pants.
Oh, by God. If he lives to be 200, you'll never get Grandpa House broke.
All right, let's sit down and eat this food before it gets cold. Ruthie! Get in here now and say hi to your brother.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's the last box from the kitchen, Pa. And the clothes is all in.
Well, if we get everything real flat, we can put the mattress on top.
Hey, Hope, can you get Grandpa up? We're near ready to go and he's still asleep and we're...
I hope things is all right in California. What makes you think they ain't? I know the fella from California. You didn't know he'd come from some far-off place just the way he talked. But he says there's too many folk looking for work there now.
Does your ma know that if you go to California, you're breaking parole?
Yeah, she knows. We'll be all right.
Something's happening here, Tommy. I went up and I looked and the houses is all empty. And the land's empty and this whole country is empty. I can't stay here no more. I gotta go where the folks is going. I wonder if I can go along with you.
Tom! I couldn't believe it when I heard you was home.
Rosa Sharn!
I just couldn't believe it. Oh, this is Connie, my husband.
Pleased to meet you.
Connie, you want to put those bags in the back here?
Sure.
Oh, bye now. Thanks. We was walking, but this truck came by, and we got a lift.
Well, let me look at you, Rosa Sharn. I see you've been busy.
You do not see. Not yet. Ain't due till next winter. We're going to save up all our money when we get to California. Going to buy us a house before the baby's born.
Oh, wait. Grandpa, come on.
Oh, Grandpa.
Ma! Something's the matter with Grandpa.
Ain't nothing the matter with me, Al. I just ain't done.
What do you mean you ain't going? We're all packed up and ready.
I give her a going over all night, mostly. This here's my country. I belong here.
Hey, what about the washtub full of grapes?
Tom, I don't give a damn if there's oranges and grapes trout on a fella out of bed, even. I ain't a going. I'll stay here where I belong.
You can't, Grandpa. This here land is going under the tractors. Listen to me.
I ain't going to listen. I told you what I'm going to do. That's the end of it.
Whew. Well, Grandpa got the right to say he ain't going, but he can't stay.
Sure he can't stay, Tom. But if we catch him and tie him down, we're liable to hurt him.
We can't argue with him. If we can get him drunk, it'd be all right.
And there ain't a drop of whiskey in the house.
There's a half bottle of soothing syrup I got for Ruthie when her earache was bad. Throwed it on the trash pile here. Think that might work?
It might. Let's see. Says one teaspoon. You better give him a couple of tablespoons, Al.
Me? Well, how am I going to get him to drink it?
Just make him a cup of coffee.
That ain't going to work.
You got a better idea, Al. I want to hear it.
All right.
Hey, listen, that preacher, he wants to go along. Now, he's a nice fella, and we know him a long time.
There's more to this than is he a nice fella, Tom. Now, we gotta figure close. There's 8 of us already. Can we feed an extra mouth, Ma?
It ain't can we. It's will we.
But suppose there just ain't room.
There ain't room now. One more ain't gonna hurt.
California yet, Pa?
California? Ruthie, we just crossed the line into Texas.
Is that Grandpa just waking up?
Guess we really knocked him out. Want to come down, Grandpa?
No, I ain't a going. I'm going to stay right here in my country.
The truck sure makes a racket. I think she's all right. God knows what she'll do if we got to climb a hill with the load we got. Down the hills between here and California, Ma?
No. seems to me I heard there's hills and even mountains.
Look at that. How do you like to be going along in that car, Connie?